All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Who gets the gorilla if the Suns leave Phoenix?
Yeah, the iconic mascot, part of the Suns organization for decades, since its inception. There are rumors swirling today, as you heard Martha Maurer discuss in her newscast, that the city council has a decision to make. Will they vote on a deal to delay or vote on a $230 million Suns improvement package for the arena renovations? There are rumors swirling that if they don't get this deal done, the Suns might move to Seattle. Gorillas don't like, I don't think, the damp weather in Seattle or Vegas.
Yeah.
The gorilla doesn't like Vegas, the strip, either, because it's too intoxicating.
All right. Well, listen, we'll get a vote probably to delay. And basically what that means is it's going to stall. It's a stall tactic.
Right, but until January.
Phoenix City Council wants to have a couple of meetings with the community to see if they like this idea. They don't like this idea. But here's the bottom line. We'll talk about this in 5 or 6 minutes. You know, Phoenix taxpayers will be on the hook for $150 million.
Right.
Suns, $80. Excuse me, Robert Sarver's a billionaire. Why don't you pay all of it? How about that? Or at least half. It shouldn't be the majority goes to taxpayers. Plus, your team is a disaster, and it's been a disaster for 9 years.
Well, you talk about bad timing. They've gotten off to the worst start, in franchise history? And you're asking us for money? Really?
Four.
Waymo vans get bullied.
Yeah, there's a report that in the city of Chandler has documented at least 21, and I'll, in quotes here, interactions.
Yeah.
Chandler PD said during the past 2 years, people have harassed, bullied, these autonomous vehicles.
Are they bullying the car or the person is like the backup driver?
Well,
because the car drives itself, but there's someone sitting in the driver's seat in case.
All right, people have thrown rocks.
Okay.
That's not at the driver, that's at the Waymo vehicle. But one person pointed a gun. If I'm the person in that vehicle, I'm taking that personally. That person pointed a gun at me.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to take that person out.
No. Take it personally.
Hey, remember, you're behind the wheel. You got a lot. If someone pulls a gun, I might try and run your rear end over.
True. But I just can't believe that there's so much hatred for these vehicles.
For technology.
And it's out of fear. It's out of fear for these vehicles, yeah.
Yeah, these anti-technology people, or they're
Luddites.
Just a bunch of crazies. I just find it, I mean, do you know what these vehicles look like? I don't. Does it have Waymo on the side? I mean, I don't know
that either. But I understand they're white vans, and I don't know whether they have a logo on them or not, but they're pretty distinctive when you see somebody in the front seat watching Netflix and not paying attention to the road.
And that's what happens.
I guess. I mean, there's a person in the car, but they're not driving the car.
That is unbelievable. Slash tire, pointed gun.
Yep.
Waymo's getting bullied.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download, Trump claims Tucson has a wall.
Wait a second.
Tucson built their own
there's
wall?
There's no wall in Tucson.
What? Oh.
Tucson is 70 miles north of the Mexico border.
Hello.
Mr. President, what do you got?
Tucson, Arizona, illegal traffic in Arizona.
Hold
illegal.
On.
In Tucson, Arizona, illegal traffic dropped 92%. Yuma. It dropped illegal traffic 95% to 96%.
Okay, so he's talking about places where there's a wall. There is no
wall.
Wait a
minute, there's no wall in Tucson.
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, what he meant was the Yuma sector, the Tucson sector.
That's not what he said, though.
No,
I'm
not
trying to pick his words apart.
I know.
It sounds like he said there's a wall in Tucson.
Right.
And believe me, don't you think he might believe there might be a wall in Tucson?
Hey, man.
He could believe that.
Ask your parents. Ask your parents who live in Jersey. I'll ask my parents who live in Baltimore, where's Tucson? And they'll probably say, on the border of Mexico.
And there's probably a wall. No, there is no
right.
wall.
I mean, to the rest of the United States, it's probably, oh, yeah, Tucson has a wall on it.
I don't think Trump knows Arizona very well.
No.
He said a week or two ago, Arizona needs to brace for a surge. There's a caravan coming.
Right.
No.
Not yet.
There's no caravan on the way, necessarily. And I think Governor Ducey said, well, I need the facts first, which means I don't know what Trump's talking
right.
about.
Two.
Why did Prescott vote for a racist?
Oh, yes, David Stringer. He won re-election. We know that, but he has many racist comments. There are not enough white kids in Arizona schools. Black people, they just don't blend in well. They're a different color. They need to blend in with the whites. Okay.
Yeah.
67,000 Arizonans voted for David Stringer. And we're starting to find out why.
Yeah, this is pretty disturbing. One person who used to be on the Prescott City Council, has lived in Arizona in the Prescott area since the 70s, said, hey, look, Stringer has had a history of advocating for black people, but do I think he's
really
a white supremacist? No. It seems like he brings up a conversation and then gets condemned for it. He's just telling the way it is.
He's giving a straightforward assessment.
There you go. In other words, I agree with him, so he's speaking the truth. And you know what? He's a lawyer. He represented a black person. That is like, you know, I've got plenty of black friends. I'm not a racist. Oh, are you kidding?
He's a lawyer, and he represented one black person we know about. Okay, you know who he represented the other day? Do you know? Because he's a lawyer.
Right.
Paul Mosley.
Come on!
The serial speeder.
Did he really?
He represented him in court. He's his lawyer. Boy, those two guys.
Wow.
I like to build a wall around those two guys.
Yeah, really.
I'll tell you that right
now.
Send
them to Tucson.
One. Phoenix police responding to the New York Times.
Yes. So yesterday, the New York Times, I think they put out a hit job on the Phoenix Police Department. And they're talking about, okay, 41 officer-involved shootings in 2018. That's higher than, you know,
a lot of different cities
that have are
similar in size.
I'm glad you're here to
finish your sentence.
Thank you very much. So, Police Chief Jerry Williams with Bruce and Pamela today. And here's what she said.
So that headline alone is a gross misrepresentation of what we repeatedly said over time.
Okay, and what is the headline? The headline that she's talking about was misrepresenting. It was basically, here's what the headline read. How Phoenix explains a rise in Phoenix... Let me read it again. How police explain a rise in police violence. It's the civilians' fault. Okay? More from Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We have worked with our community. We're still working out with our community. We'll continue to work with our community. We've been asking the community to give us folks who want to be police officers and work for the police department. We are part of the community. We will continue to work in it, and it will not change because that's been our focus and our commitment.
Okay. So... they are training their officers a little bit different now. They also have a study that's being conducted that should be out next year.
It's not out yet. And New York Times said we contacted them 4 months. They didn't give us anything.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
All right, one of the biggest local stories that there is today the day that we'll look back on and say, yep, that's when the Phoenix Suns decided to leave Arizona. That's in a second.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. This Phoenix City Council, Phoenix Suns, renovation of the arena, taxpayer dollars, is officially a mess.
It is officially a fight.
I think it is officially kind of a dumpster fire.
Yeah, they're on the clock.
Yeah.
I think you said it very well before we took a break. Mm-hmm. Is this the day you're going to look back and say, yep, that's the day we kind of sort of knew that the Phoenix Suns were going to leave Arizona because shots have been fired. And this is all due to the arena, Talking Stick Resort Arena downtown, and the owner of the Suns saying, I want upgrades. I can't get a new arena. I don't think he can get a new arena. I don't think that's in the mix. But he does want renovations to that arena. And now the city council has to figure out, okay, how much taxpayer money are we going to give you?
Right.
How much should you put in? And they're delaying a vote today, and we'll find out more after 2:30 if they delayed that vote or not, on whether they give money to the Phoenix Suns, or does Robert Sarver say, you're not going to give me the money, I'm going to move. I'm moving out of town.
$230 million Suns Arena renovation on the table.
Mm-hmm.
$150 will be paid by Phoenix taxpayers.
How much does Sarver pay,
$80 million.
Mm.
Sarver's worth billions. Okay,
he's a businessman, so is that a good negotiation?
Sarver is a smart guy.
Right.
He is a businessman. He is a billionaire. He knows how to make money. What he doesn't know how to do is run a basketball team. He is a mess. He is a bad owner. This has been a mess for 9 years. You know, we certainly miss the days of Colangelo. There's no question about it. The Suns put a terrible team on the court for the last 9 years, haven't made the playoffs. And I think that that's part of it. Now you're saying, okay, we know we're lousy. We know we can't fill the arena. Okay, but we still want money. All right, that may be, listen, there might, I don't know what upgrades are going to be done.
Right.
We're going to actually, at 5:30 today, we're going to talk to the president of the Suns, and we're going to ask him that question. Well, what's wrong with the arena right now? Yeah. Why do you need all these upgrades?
Are you talking about you have Formica countertops and you want granite or marble?
Yeah.
Or is it really structural issues we don't see when
Could
we go to a game?
Could be. So what we're looking at is $230 million and how it's split.
But
and we know that a poll was taken, and 66% of taxpayers in Phoenix say, yeah, I don't want that bill.
See, and is that why the council has decided, or will decide, they'll vote after 2:30 to delay the vote?
Isn't
because
funny,
they know.
What are they going to vote on today?
Well, they know they don't have enough votes to pass it.
They're going to vote to delay the vote.
Right. So they're going to vote to delay the vote. Now, is that a tactic to start negotiations with Sarver, or is that kicking the can until we have an elected mayor, because we still don't know who the true mayor is of Phoenix yet?
That'll be next year in a runoff.
Right. Yep. Or is there something else? Do they have to convince other council members? Me personally, let them go. Do not pass this bill at all. You want to delay it? Fine. But I got to tell you, living through the Baltimore Colts leaving town, watching the Arizona Cardinals becoming the Arizona Cardinals, watching the Browns move and become the Ravens, people are sick. And those are just three examples. History is replete with teams being held hostage and owners threatening to move. Let them move. Do not fall for this. And I know it would be a hit. I know it would be. It wouldn't be devastating to the point where Phoenix would lose its identity. The league would not let the Phoenix Suns logo and the Ring of Honor and all the trademark stuff go. Mm. We'd get another team in expansion.
You don't know when.
We don't know when.
It could be,
but you
could be the decade.
But
never
Sarver
know.
Sarver has not made a compelling argument that he likes this community. He's invested in this community. He ain't no Jerry Colangelo.
No one is, though. Can't
compare. You're
just,
right.
You can't compare anybody
you're right,
to Jerry
but
Colangelo.
But he hasn't even tried to ingratiate himself into the community.
That's not true. He does charity work. That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he does charity work, but he has no vision for a community here. And when you say, I'm going to leave if you don't give me what you want, let him go.
Well,
because he'll never be happy if you let him stay.
It's all a negotiation. I mean, I'm not ready to let this team go. And I'll tell you this. I know they're terrible and they've been bad for a while. The Suns are really Arizona's first team.
You're right.
I mean, the Coyotes, the Diamondbacks,
you're right.
The Cardinals.
All came, in the 90s? Compared to the Suns, who are here in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, the Phoenix Suns, they're an institution here.
Right.
Okay, are they bad? Yes. Have they been bad for a while? Yes. Are they run terribly? Yes. But you got to think about it. You got to go past that. Teams have their ups and downs. That's the way to – I mean, if you look at, the New England Patriots weren't the New England Patriots in the 80s.
Oh, for a long time, right.
So now look at them. They're I hate to use that example because I hate them. But, they're always competitive. Well, right now the Suns are not competitive. But here's the thing. What about the economy in Arizona? Well, really, downtown Phoenix. Hotels, they'll lose money. The Suns have, I think, 41 home games. That's 41 times people from other teams staying in a hotel. That's 41 home games where, fans go down to the stadium, they purchase a bunch of stuff, they go out to eat. If you get rid of the Suns, you're going to take a big hit. And what I'm saying is, do I like the deal currently? No. Phoenix pays $150, the Suns pay $80. Do I like that? No. No. But am I going to go where you're going and just say, hey, let's just get rid of them and let's just leave? No. Let's negotiate a fair deal. Can we do 50-50? Can we do 50-50?
If Sarver was willing to do 50-50,
I don't know what he's
maybe,
willing to do. I mean,
right. But it comes down to, you mentioned the Patriots and other organizations.
That's just one that I thought of.
Right, but yeah. It comes down to the owner. Let Seattle have Sarver. Let Seattle deal with him. get new ownership, don't know when, but did Seattle crumble or crater into the ground after they lost the Supersonics and became the Oklahoma Thunder? No. Did Houston crumble after they lost the Oilers and they went to Tennessee? No. This has happened before in our history. I get what you're saying, but I'm not looking at the Suns as a team. I'm looking at the owner. Get rid of the cancer that is this owner. Let another team fall for his, you know, BS or whatever, mm-hmm. and deal with a petulant child. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of dealing with people who say, I'm a billionaire, but I need your money. Mm-hmm. Really?
Well,
I'm sick and tired of that.
You also have to think of it this way. You know, if we said that all those years ago with Bill Bidwell, who ran the Cardinals into the ground every single year, you know, if we said, just get rid of him, well, we wouldn't have a Larry Fitzgerald here in Arizona. We wouldn't have a Cardinals team that was quite competitive for a while,
but
and
no
obviously
disrespect.
This year is a mess.
No disrespect to Mr. Bidwell.
Well, he was awful.
It was his son who revolutionized the Cardinals.
That's true. That's
is
true.
There a Sarver son that no, we'll have to wait
what
for?
What I'm saying is bad owners don't always stick around. And Bill Bidwell didn't know how to run a team. Michael Bidwell, he knows how to run a team. I think Arizona's lucky to have the guy. And the Cardinals, even though they're horrible this year, you know, they're still a big ticket. They're still the team, actually.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't have wanted us to just cave and say all those years ago, well, now we're not going to help you build that stadium. Why don't you just go? I enjoy the stadium. I enjoy the Cardinals.
But
I think a lot of people
gotta tell you, though,
enjoy
if,
it, too.
If you're a Redskins fan, there are a lot of people who are now asking the NFL to take the team away from the owner because he runs it so horribly.
Well, the NBA can do that here.
That's
with
what
Robert
I mean.
Sarver.
That's what I mean. It may get to the point where fans, the public says, geez, David Silver, would you please take
intervene.
This team away
yeah.
from Sarver?
I just don't want to go down your road. I don't want them to leave. Even though they're terrible, I don't want them to leave. I don't know when we'll get another team back. You got restaurants down there that might end up closing. You got hotels that'll be hurt. It'd hurt. So let's negotiate something, and we'll find out later. They're going to vote to delay. They were supposed to vote, are we going to give you the money today?
Yeah.
Now they're going to vote to delay, and then
January 23rd.
All these backdoor deals hopefully will start, and there'll be a fair
and
deal.
And let's see what happens.
Yeah. Because should taxpayers be stuck with this? No.
Oh, absolutely not.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Coming up next, the New York Times did a hit piece on the Phoenix Police Department. Chief Jerry Williams, she fires back. Hear what she said next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
About a half hour or so, Brewer time.
Former
Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Is she coming in?
She
Boy,
in,
that was fun.
She came in last week and gave us Christmas presents.
Yeah, that was really fun.
She gave me a $100 gift card.
Uh-huh.
She gave you a dollar.
Uh-huh. And a pencil. So anyway,
that's about right.
Yeah. So anyway, she'll be in, and we'll ask her a number of things. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're listening for that.
Let's ask her about why the president thinks there's a wall in Tucson that's stopping illegal immigrants from coming in.
Did we miss something?
I don't know. I didn't know that Tucson was right on top of the border.
I didn't either.
Yesterday,
there was a New York Times article that basically said the Phoenix police are blaming civilians for the reason why there's been 41 police involved shooting incidents. Doesn't mean they've killed 41 people. It means
right.
there have been a firearm going off. And we called it a hit job. We didn't like it. Like we've always said, is there a problem? Okay, you can say there
let's
is a problem.
Let's look into it.
But look into it, mm-hmm. and then let's get some detailed facts and then make an assessment. Well, the New York Times basically said, hey, we've tried to get information for 4 months now, and we haven't been able to get anything, and Jerry Williams, the police chief, won't get back to it. Slow your roll. Are we Baltimore? Are we Chicago? No. But 41 is a high number of incidents for a city our size.
Yeah, but, you know, the New York Times had such a slant on this.
Yes, they did.
That Jerry Williams, the police chief, felt like she had to come out and speak. She joined Bruce and Pamela earlier today. You know, the New York Times was saying, yeah, we wanted these results. They wouldn't give us the results. I mean, so here's what Williams said.
So when we went to council to ask for the study, they were given, National Police Foundation was given a 6-month window to complete the study. So keeping that in mind, we anticipated it to be complete completed by February, but they haven't just been sitting around doing nothing. So they've gathered data. They've gathered crime data. They've watched our training. They've looked at our policies, procedures, and practices. They've connected with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. They've met with labor. They've met with community members. So they're doing their due diligence. So I expect an end product in February.
So the results are not in yet, end of February.
Right. But the way the New York Times massaged the facts,
right.
Well, they wouldn't get back to us. We asked 4 months.
Correct. Correct.
Jerks.
So, yeah, listen, the head of plea also joined Bruce and Pamela, made a couple of interesting, I guess, takes on why is this happening? Why is the number so high?
So in a nutshell, we have understaffing. We turned hiring off for 6 years. We got dangerously understaffed. Chief Williams came to town, had to strip 150 detectives out of their jobs and 15 supervisors and put them on the front lines. That's a department in crisis.
Okay. And here's some more examples. So basically what he's saying there is, you know, we might not have enough backup.
What he was saying was we didn't have enough beat patrol officers that they had to take them out of detective work and put them back on the street. And that he says that's a city in crisis. That's a police department in crisis, because now you're just looking for bodies. OK, let's just put bodies on the street.
Is there a greater chance for violence between an officer and a citizen who is a bad guy if one shows up or if three shows up? Less chance if three cops show up, because they calculate the odds and go, okay, I'm not going to fight today. So when you're understaffed, you got a lot more cops running to calls maybe without backups. One of four border states, violent drug and human smuggling traffic that come across the border. We have a growing transient and homeless population.
Okay, so these are just a couple reasons. It doesn't seem like there's one reason why there are 41 police officer-involved shootings. It seems like there are many. One of the things we pointed to is people don't want to comply anymore. They feel like, hey, you know what, I can take on the cops.
Or I don't need to listen. Right. I can do what I want.
And then some of these people who aren't complying, it looks like, to me, they want a payday. And then they start suing the police. This is my ticket.
I'll get roughed up and I'll sue.
Yeah, I'm just going to sue them, because that's what's happening. You got these activists in Arizona that are trying to get people to sue the police. And that's partly what's going on. There is no police officer that goes and starts his or her day with, boy, I can't wait to get in that officer-involved shooting today. They avoid it at all costs. They do. Have some mistakes been made? Of course. You're never going to be perfect in anything. In any business, in any type of business.
But it's interesting you say that, because it seemed to us, because we live here, we're more familiar with the story and stories. The New York Times, boy, did they cherry pick some opportunistic incidents.
Well, they came in to talk to Ken Crane of plea for an hour, 47 minutes sit-down.
Who? The New York Times?
New York Times came to Phoenix, talked to Ken Crane from plea for almost 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And they picked out one or two things. And that's really about it.
One or two comments?
Yeah, that's it.
Quotes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the article in the New York Times really, really pushed readers to say the police in Phoenix are saying we have no fault here.
Right.
And it is all the civilians' fault.
Which is not what they're saying.
Crane said today, you know, listen, the police have to deal with the 2% that are just, you know, the criminals, the bad people. They're trying to hurt police. They want to get in a scuffle, and they got to do that over and over and over again. So it's not that the citizens of the valley, or at least the citizens of Phoenix, are dangerous or are troublemakers. No, there's 2%. And unfortunately, most of these 41 incidents, you've got a suspect with a gun or a knife. And they're either waving that gun or waving that knife at another person or the police officer.
Which is always going to... it's going to be a choice of, am I going home tonight or are you going home tonight?
Yeah, but it's not like the police just say, okay, the guy's got a knife, I'm going to shoot him.
No.
That doesn't happen.
This is not a Dirty Harry movie.
No.
This is not, you know, rogue cops on the beat. This is nothing like that.
No. So the New York Times, I didn't like the article. I know you didn't like the article.
Well, the headline got me. I'm like, right. Wow, this is already slanted.
You said that yesterday.
Jeez.
So police chief Jerry Williams came out, spoke today. You know, she was talking about body cams and, you know, this is a way to keep the police officers, you know, honest or in check, or at least we can look and see, you know, kind of what happened. There's also an investigation that's a study that's happening.
And now we get
that in February.
And now we know why the president says the New York Times is failing.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. I mean, it was a hit job on the
Absolutely.
Phoenix Police Department. They've adjusted some of their training.
I thought you were going to do your Trump imitation.
No, I don't feel like it. That
not fake
me
news
off.
Or anything?
No, because this has nothing to do with Trump. This has to do with the New York Times.
Oh, boy.
All right, coming up next. Shut up. You didn't even think
Go ahead.
I wonder what Trump thinks of this. Would you shell out $50,000 to send a migrant home?
Trump could do that.
Would you?
He's a billionaire.
You won't believe who's actually proposing this idea. We'll tell you that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up, 3:05 Brewer time. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. You know, we'll ask her, would she... If she were governor, would she get involved with the Suns and the city of Phoenix mess, the $250 million taxpayer money?
Would she call Robert Sarver and say, hey, come on?
Because it makes you wonder, well, you know, is Governor Ducey going to get involved here? Is that something that because I'm sure he wants to keep the Suns.
Well, I remember from past history that mayors would publicly plea. Governors would say, hey, this team is important to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Would Doug Ducey do that? Would Governor Brewer do it if she were governor? We'll ask her that at 3 o'clock.
All right. So you know how we have people coming into this country, not only illegally, but also legally through asylum.
Right.
There is a new proposal, I guess.
Well, it's a list of demands.
I'm not sure anybody should be making a list of demands to the United States of America if you're not a citizen here.
Well... That brings up an interesting point, too.
Yeah.
What do you do with a problem if you can't get rid of the problem? I swear this is true. We are not making this up.
No, couldn't make it up.
Two groups of migrants went to the American consulate in Tijuana with a list of demands for the Trump administration. And one of the demands is to ask the president either let us into the country or pay every migrant $50,000 to go home.
To go back to their country of origin.
So we ain't going anywhere. You either let us in, or if you want us to go home, you give us $50,000.
I definitely have a heart for some of these people that are struggling. You know, they live in a hut wherever they are. You know,
maybe their family's been threatened.
Right. They're starving. It's just a horrible life. You know, you don't want people to live like that. But you do not come you do not come to this country, you don't come here and you don't demand anything, because you know what? Now you got no sympathy. See, and I'm also very careful here. Is this true? Do you really believe this is true? Migrants?
Why would I doubt it?
Well, I'm just saying, are there really migrants that would actually ask that? Are there activists that are asking them to do this? Because, you know, if that were really the case, you don't live here. You're going to hold me hostage? I don't think so. And that turns the tide of any sympathy that will be given to these people. And a lot of them deserve sympathy. So I'm very careful. I think this is a very small portion of people that are asking this ridiculous thing. These people...
Well, they say the first group included 100 migrants. Now, that is not overall how many thousands of people.
So let's say it comes from 100 migrants. You are the last 100 people I want in the United States. You want to demand that kind of crap? Get out. I mean, I'd love to turn you right around and walk you right. I'll walk you all the way back to where you got to go.
One migrant named Alfonso Guerrero, an organizer from Honduras... So there you go. Is it politically or organized based?
Because
says the $50,000 figure is not that very big. Is not a very big sum.
Yeah, I don't believe.
Come on,
I don't believe that people whose lives are in danger, whose lives are in danger, or they're starving, or they're they've had a kid killed by a gang. I don't believe those are the people asking for $50,000.
But this is so Trump-esque, though. This is right up Trump's alley. You throw a bunch of stuff against the wall, and then maybe you settle. Do I want them to pay
You mean the migrants?
Right. Do I want
Art
to pay?
Art of the deal? The migrants are doing the art of the deal?
They read the book, translated, of course. They read the book, And they're just doing to Trump what Trump's been doing for years. Throw a bunch of stuff against the wall. Not the Great Wall, just, you know, a wall.
Right.
And one of those demands is, if you don't let us in, pay us 50 grand and we'll be done. We won't come back. Now, if I'm the president, I kind of chuckle to myself. Maybe they work out some kind of deal. I hope it's not remuneration. I hope it's not, here's a check for 10, 20 grand each.
For what?
That'd be ridiculous.
For what?
Well, what? And I've said, when you were out, when you were on vacation, I said to Lloyd, who was filling in for you, Trump has a decision to make. He thinks this is all Mexico's problem. This ain't all Mexico's problem. He is going to have to deal with it, even if they're not in the United States. So what do you do? How do you take, you know, thousands of people and say either no, go home, or wait it out? He's choosing to wait it out right now. 40 to 100 migrants are making their political asylum cases a day. Mm-hmm. He's waiting them out for months. They're saying, we ain't going to wait. You either let us in or you give us money. Some way, somehow, some deal's going to have to be struck here through Mexico, the migrants, and the United States. But I don't know what Trump's going to do.
You know, at the end of the day, $50,000 a person could be a bargain.
That's what I mean.
After everything.
That's what I mean.
But it's the whole purpose of paying somebody to come in.
Oh, it's the look. It's the
horrible
optics.
Then everybody's going to try and come in and get a payday.
Exactly.
I don't think. You know what? I want to know what Brewer thinks of this. We'll ask her that at 3:05. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer will join us. You think she wants to pay anybody 50 grand?
Mm.
Well, we'll ask her that next.